The word unconstitutional, as defined by Bouvier's Law Dictionary, is that which is contrary to the Constitution. When an act of the legislature is so repugnant or unconstitutional, it is, according to Bouvier, ipso facto void. In American law, the Constitution is defined as the absolute rule of action and decision. This means that what we the people wrote in our Constitution must be followed by all departments and officers of the government, and be followed exactly as we wrote it. There's no room for interpretation of what the Constitution means or what it allows. If it says that something must be done, that it must be done exactly how, when, and by whom the Constitution declares. If it does not say something can be done, then no power or authority to perform such actions is granted to the government by we the people. In Eisner v. McComber, 252 U.S. 189, to wit, Congress cannot by legislation alter the Constitution, from which alone it derives its powers to legislate, and within whose limitations alone that power can be lawfully exercised. U.S. v. Mirsky, 361 U.S. 431, a statute that regulates without constitutional authority, is a nullity, even though it has been published in books, recognized by the police and lower courts, and even though it be unchallenged for decades. Brookfield Construction v. Stewart, an officer who acts in violation of the Constitution ceases to represent the government. And when something's unconstitutional, we the people have the right, the authority, and the responsibility to say, I will not comply.
Broadcasting from behind the Second Amendment Iron Curtain in the shadows of the New York City skyline, this is Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of 1 million New Jersey gun owners, with your hosts, Sandy Berardi and Master Firearms Trainer, Anthony Calandra.
And welcome to Gun for Hire Radio, the voice of America's freedom-loving gun owners. You know, before we get started, Anthony, I have to tell you a little story. I was driving up here to the studio. It takes a couple hours, right? Always have to take the parkway. As I'm coming through the Newark area, I see a Jeep something on the right side of the road with a giant bumper sticker advertising the campaign for one of our favorite people.
Nice.
Ross Baraka.
Oh, yeah, it's big right now.
Yeah. It's amazing, huh? I was going to stop the guy and ask him, but, you know, he looked a little like a drug dealer. So
he's extremely anti-gun.
Oh, yeah.
Meanwhile.
Well, he's gotten what? The Hall of Fame of Gun for Hire Radio Horse's Ass Awards? He's now in the Hall of Fame.
Yes, he's up there.
The Douchebag Hall of Fame.
Yep,
award.
Ross Baraka, coming soon to Newark.
So you've been in the news lately.
I've gone viral.
Yes, you have.
I've gone viral. I want to thank everyone who's called the Woodland Park Range and emailed me and posted positive stuff and everything else. I can't respond to everybody. I came into work yesterday. The range opens at 10. I came in at 1 o'clock, and I had over 50 messages. People for support all over the country that saw my I Will Not Comply viral video to the New Jersey Assembly. The emails, I have tons of emails. A few of them I'm going to highlight this week. Next week, I'm going to get into a few more. There were some really good ones, but it was too late with the show prep and everything. But, you know, I've been on the blaze, and now I'm doing radio interviews all over the country. Connecticut has me on a radio. I'm going to be on a Rhode Island radio show. They all want to talk because I took a stand. And there are detractors out there. Like, yeah, he's going to take a stand until the ATF comes or something. I'm going to take a stand right up to the very end. If they have
don't
to drag my fat
well,
ass out of the house, then that's what they're going to do.
Right.
But this
exactly.
is not this is not only about our freedom. This is also about compensation. I'm a law-abiding taxpayer and a citizen, and I'm 53 years old. And I purchased this stuff legally, and now you want to just take it away and you want to make me a felon. It's not happening so easy. You're going to have to fight for it, just like I'm fighting not to have it done. You don't want to listen to the people or public masters, then they got to earn it. The Senate is fortunate that they postponed it because I have another speech prepared for that. And I'm going to go down there and I'm going to be speaking directly to Steve Colcutt Sweeney and telling him how disappointed I am. And let's hope that the governor gets the message. But we've seen it in Connecticut. We've seen it in New York. We've seen it in Rhode Island.
It's really going state
to
state right now.
They're burning their registration forms in 55-gallon drums outside the state house.
Absolutely.
Connecticut Carry said come and take them or change the law.
Right.
Rhode Island is doing the same thing right now. The Ninth Circuit, by the way, just overturned the restrictive concealed carry in Hawaii.
All right.
Okay? In Hawaii. All right? So the dominoes are falling. Everybody
if a state
out there,
like Hawaii can do it.
And California.
Right.
Cross
but
your
New
fingers.
Jersey New Jersey is somehow special.
Cross your fingers for Drake.
Yeah.
Okay. Listen, while we're on this subject, this is the last week to get your NRA ballots in. If you have not voted, please, if your magazine, if your February Rifleman, Hunter, you know, whichever magazine you get, is sitting around your house, look for the ballot inside if you're a voting member, if you've been a member more than 5 years or a life member. If you don't get the magazine, you got a separate letter from the NRA asking you to vote. Please bullet vote Anthony Calandro. I am on the ballot. Okay, my biography is there, and I am on the ballot. You have to find my name. I'm at position 6, 12, 25, or 31. That's the four that I know about. But please bullet vote for me, because the NRA, I will know by the end of this month or early April if I made it or not. So if you can, any support, you can take my video. I will just Google Calandro. Comply. Watch what happens. The first 10 pages on Google is me. The Blaze, The Examiner, Mark Vonneberg from Sipsey Street Irregulars and everybody, all of these pro-Second Amendment people. So, yes, I have the balls to back it up, and I will back it up. Would I stick my neck out this far? I own a high-profile business in the Garden State.
Right.
Seriously? I'm ready to go.
In a state where they have been known to target and arrest people for just speaking their mind.
And I'll tell you what, if 10% of the people that have been showing me support stand with me, we'll change things, okay? 10%.
Absolutely.
I know some of you are going to wuss out. It's easy from your computer to write, I will not comply on a Facebook post or send me an email. But the proof will be in the pudding when you see the first one or two of us getting dragged out as the sacrificial lamb. You know. But I'm going to end up being the martyr, or somebody else is going to be the martyr, because I'm not doing it. All right, how are they going to do it? They're going to go door to door. They're going to take a million law-abiding citizens and turn us into felons when they should be worrying about the felons. They should
felons.
Worry about our taxes.
Right.
They
exactly.
should worry about our broken, corrupt system. Just like the war on drugs has been so successful. They should worry about that shit and worry about what's going on overseas, okay?
Oh, there's nothing happening.
Okay, Weezy's vacationing in China.
Right.
She's trying to eat on every spot of the Great Wall. She's going to try to eat on every spot of the Great Wall. But
she's
it's
got
health,
great arms, though.
But it's healthy food.
Yes,
meanwhile, Putin redrew a map of what the new USSR is going to look like, and Obama did his NCAA picks for basketball, for college basketball.
Exactly
he
right.
submitted them. Yeah. Talk about head and ass disease. Seriously.
So out of control between
Seriously.
Him and Nancy Pelosi swapping spit over the past week of who is, this is the most, nonpartisan president she's ever worked for. It's amazing.
Let me tell you something right now. Sandy had a great headline. Here's the headline. Violent criminals rule the streets while New Jersey legislators debate finer points of insanity. And he wrote, ask this guy what he thinks about gun control. This guy owned a posh Edgewater apartment, right, Sandy?
Yeah, overlooking the Manhattan skyline.
Overlooking Manhattan. Couldn't get any better than that.
Multi-million-dollar penthouse.
And what happened to it? $2 million penthouse. What happened
Four
to him?
Guys kicked his front door in, kicked the living shit out of this guy.
Yep.
Beat him close to death. So he knows he can't get any protection in New Jersey, so he sold the place.
He sold it.
Had to move because
that's how
he
we are in New
any.
Jersey.
That's how we are.
But we're going to criminalize
yes,
us guys
of
with
course.
10 round magazines and tubular fed magazines, guns that aren't exempt also.
Yeah.
It's just
the old Marlin 22s.
It's just amazing, you know. They're going to get exemptions for some guns, but not all guns, and some guns are you can't modify.
Exactly right.
Okay.
Like I'm going to go. Like we talked about off air. I've got that Colt Woodsman. If you could find a magazine for that thing, it's got to be, what, $200, $250 bucks?
If you can find
it. If you can find
it. You're going to have a gunsmith. how you're going to have a gunsmith
mutilate
modify it, now you've just ruined the value of the gun because it doesn't have an original magazine anymore.
Right.
This is the insanity that we're dealing with every day in this state by our public masters. And yes, they are our public masters, because it tells me that when you have four anti-gun people show up at a committee meeting, that two of which live out of state, and you have 150 pro-gun people, you're really not listening to your constituents, are you?
No.
When we have the Republican and Democratic leadership tell us that they've received a record
amount of
emails, calls, and faxes,
and
people in opposition to the bill,
care.
Because all they care about is their personal agenda. But that's our fault, because we turned them from our public servants to our public masters. And
You're
I have letters. People wrote in when they heard. I touched a nerve when I talked about that. But you want to talk about some other stuff. Here's what's happening in Rhode Island. Rhode Island, they're trying to follow New Jersey, Connecticut, and New York. It seems like the East Coast is just it's just going crazy, you know? But New Jersey and Rhode Island are the latest states in which citizens who value their liberties protected by the Constitution are throwing down the gauntlet, okay? They talk about a citizen group in New Jersey headed by Anthony P. Colangelo. Oh, shit, let me skip that one. Meanwhile, in
all of a sudden, you're a ringleader now.
It was
now.
There. I'm
they're
a ringleader.
They're coming to get your ass.
I'm a ringleader. Meanwhile, in Rhode Island, the State House Judiciary Committee has scheduled a full slate of gun control measures that are being considered today. No less than 14 gun control bills on the slate in what the NRA is calling the most sweeping attack on the Second Amendment in Rhode Island's history. Like other states in New England, Rhode Island is on course to require registration and ban so-called assault weapons and high-capacity magazines, okay? The citizens' resistance to the new laws, people are coming out defiantly saying they could pass all the laws they want. I'm not following them. I'm not going to comply. You know, I think it started in New York with the SAFE Act.
Right.
And then Connecticut took over. And then I jumped in with the calling in New Jersey. And now we see Rhode Island, too. And I think maybe we're going to see it really going, you know.
Infectious
disease guy. What would you call it, though? What would you call it? It's like the plague, or how would it spread?
Yeah, it would spread like
What's
the plague.
What's the word? What's it spread like the plague?
Yeah.
You know, if you go on NRA News Facebook page, or if you go on The Blaze, you're going to see so much support from people in other states saying, we're with you. I hope they truly are with us.
Yeah, I do, too. Because it is really important right now to band together and stick together. Support it. We've got something coming up a little bit later we're going to be talking about. To gain your support.
Yes.
See you in a bit. For over 20 years, attorney Evan Knappen has seen what rotten laws do to good people. That's why he's dedicated his life to fighting for the rights of New Jersey gun owners. A fearsome courtroom litigator, one of the first lawyers to ever get a federal injunction against a state gun law. An unrelenting gun rights spokesman, tearing away at the anti-gun propaganda to expose the truth. Author of 5 best-selling books on gun rights, including Knappen on New Jersey Gun Law. The bright orange gun law Bible that sits atop the desk of virtually every lawyer, police chief, firearms dealer, and savvy gun owner in New Jersey. That's what's made Evan Knappen New Jersey's gun lawyer. New Jersey gun laws are designed to make you a criminal. Don't become the victim of New Jersey's vicious anti-gun legal system. This is the guy you want on your side. Keep his name and phone number on a post-it note attached to your New Jersey firearms ID card in your wallet, and hope you'll never have to use it. But if you live, work, or travel through New Jersey with a firearm, the deck is already stacked against you. Keep his number with you always. You can find him on the web at evannappen.com, or take the link from the Gun for Hire radio resource page. Evan Knappen, New Jersey's gun lawyer.
It's becoming a dangerous place for us women. Lipstick Bodyguard looks just like an innocent little lipstick, but it'll instantly drop any attacker to his knees so you can get away unharmed. Lipstick Bodyguard, fear no evil. Get yours today, only at lipstickbodyguard.com.
And this segment is brought to you by Waldorf Chiropractic. W-A-L-D-O-R-F. chiro.com. Dr. Eric is in Bridgewater, New Jersey, a strong, staunch Second Amendment supporter. I'm sure the doc will not comply either. I need to know that. Doc, send me an email if you will not comply or not. All right. If you live in the Bridgewater area, within 30 miles of Bridgewater, go see the doctor, please. He's in a great location. He even published his own book. Yes, Chiropractic Can Help You. If you do not live there, go to his Waldorf Chiropractic Facebook page or Waldorf Chiro page and pimp it out to your friends and family, because we need to support those who support us.
Yes.
I may need massive bail money, federally and state, okay? So we need support these sponsors.
We may need to arrange a remote with the Rahway State Prison.
Scott Box said, congratulations, you now have a target on your back. That's what he told me.
Well,
you know what I said? I don't give a shit. I really don't give a shit. Talk about a target on your back. Upstate New Yorkers burned 1,000 gun registration forms, okay? These guys pulled out a Weber barbecue, okay, outside the state house, and they burnt them all, okay, because they said they will not comply and they're not going to register them. This is no different, I will tell you right now, then this is no different than people throwing tea in a harbor.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you it right now. When it gets to the point where the government, where we now have no representation with excessive taxation, okay, people get to this point, all right? Back then it was because of the Stamp Act.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly right.
All right. And people got fed up, and it was like tenths of a penny compared to today.
But
they weren't used to paying it. And here's what's happening. The people that commit the crimes, they don't contribute. They don't pay tax. They don't give a shit about anything.
They don't even vote.
Correct. It's us law-abiding citizens that are the backbone of our country and our system. And I'm telling you, you know.
And we're the ones that have the target on our backs. We're the ones that are the whipping boy for everything that is a cause celeb for the for the progressives. One of the things that you have to understand is this ties into national politics. If you take a look at what's going on internationally now with the monetary system, the absolute imminent collapse of the dollar, they're going to have to disarm us, and they're using everything they can in order to do that, because they know there's going to be anarchy.
Listen, why do I get all of these letters? This guy's name is John, G-O-L-O-W-E-N-S-K.
Go ahead.
John Golowensk.
Nice.
John Golowensk. I am from Oklahoma, and it's hard to believe how restrictive gun laws are here when I can walk into a gun show there and walk out with an AR-15 or a 50 cal rifle, but by being done so incrementally that the boiling frog comes to mind. Anytime you hear a legislator utter the word gun, insert the word freedom instead, and you will get a better understanding of what they are coming from. Right, freedom control,
you're right. Absolutely right.
I went to the rally at the Capitol January, February 2013 and spoke on the steps there. Remember the crazy guy who was probably a provocateur and listened to the legislators, and they turned deaf ear to the masses, even though we outnumbered them 100-1. Mr. Colangelo said it perfectly. We are steerage, our slaves to them. Below is the instructions on how to recall these treasonous bastards. We can't do it right now. Sweeney's got to be in for a year for a recall effort. But I said it because when I went to the State House, we sit in the back like steerage. They have 150 of us cramped, sitting and standing on these hard chairs, and they sit in these huge reclining leather-backed chairs.
Yeah.
They all have their assistants there. They have bottled water at their convenience and their leisure, and we're just there. We're steerage or slaves because we allowed it to happen.
Yes, we did.
Okay, we allowed it that. We gave them all the power. We let them go off to Washington and Trenton and do whatever they want. And again, you know, Sandy, you talk, and I get shit for this whole time. We talk about the makers and the takers.
Right.
Once the takers outnumber the makers, we're screwed.
It's done. It's done. 51% are takers now.
And that's what happens. Right now, the takers are ruling the roost in this country.
Yes.
And our legislators, they don't really care about us.
No, okay? Because they believe that the takers are still going to keep them in office, which they do. You know what I found interesting most of your story from last week was the fact that you got there early and you went from meeting room to meeting room to meeting room. Yet the only meeting room that was under armed guard by New Jersey State Police officers was the one with the people in it who were the certified good guys and bad guys.
Correct. No crazies.
No crazies, because every single person in there has had their background checked, has had fingerprints done, has got mug shots and anal probed and everything else.
Correct.
Yet we needed to have armed police officers. Yeah.
And they weren't there for our safety.
No,
you know that.
Of course not.
They were there for the safety of our public masters.
Yes, and what
that's what they were there
what
for.
What are they afraid of?
Listen, here's a funny... No, here's a funny one from Emery, a listener. Listen to the show and quote your state appearance. Thanks for getting in their face.
Nice.
You do kind of remind me of something my grandma Kelsey used to say. You ready? He's ours, and we're proud of him, but that boy ain't right.
Yes, we do know that.
Guess
he,
what?
He is ours, but that boy ain't right.
I ain't right, and I don't care. I don't care. Listen, I'm taking a stand for myself. You know, Vinny Sisterino, I can pronounce names with vowels on the end. Why is that?
Yes, I know.
Vinny Sisterino, he wrote, I noticed a terrible long shot, but I wanted to run something past you and get an opinion before I try it. We both agree we need to punish the criminals and not the law-abiding citizens. If the public masters, I love it, if the public masters really wanted magazines to be a factor in public safety, then I propose the following. Remove any ban on magazine capacity for a law-abiding citizen. If you've gone through a background check and had FID, then you're not a threat to the public. No, Vin, I can read this on, but you're wrong.
Yeah.
We are a threat. We're
yes.
a threat because we're interfering with the whole legislative scheme and scam that's set up. Do
right,
you understand?
Exactly.
Just like our attorney general used the word scheme to our carry permit program, it's all about a scheme, Vin.
Yes,
they're never
going
to recognize that we're law-abiding citizens. No, they don't give
no.
a shit.
No.
Okay? They were voted in by a majority of people that are happy what they're doing because they get free shit instead of freedom, as Sandy said, and it's not going to change. Sandy, what's your take on it? Vin, I love you, but sorry, I'm not reading the whole thing.
I agree, and I think one of the things that would be the biggest mistake to do would be to give them even a smattering of an inch, because you can't just say we've known this. You can't give them anything because they'll take it and twist it and jam it down our throats again. Once you give a little bit, they know you're going to give a lot.
You know, here's what it boils down to. Us hardworking citizens that have to work Monday to Friday that can't get involved in
right.
a legislative
and
process
they know that.
Needs to. You know what? If everybody in the state of New Jersey that was a working taxpayer took one of their personal or sicker vacation days and went down and were mindful of the legislative process, and if you saw the waste,
just one
you
want day.
To talk about
right.
Animal Farm?
Yeah.
Holy
exactly,
shit.
Right.
Some
exactly
animals,
right.
all animals are equal, but some are more equal than others.
Yeah.
They are the pigs.
Yes.
Okay? They're down there. They're reaping it. All right, baby?
Yeah.
They're
and
reaping it.
Why do you think they fight so hard to get in there? Every
correct.
Single one of them. And I don't really care what side of the aisle they're on. They're pretty
no,
much all
either.
The same. At this point, I'm just so sick and tired of them all.
You know, and all we do is try to work hard, pay our taxes,
yep.
keep our
yep.
noses clean.
Yep.
We want to spend money to contribute to the environment, you know, and
right.
our whole economy.
Right.
And they don't want to do shit. Okay,
no.
They just want to sit around and take our freedoms away. Banning electronic cigarettes, banning smoking in your home. Are you kidding me?
Right, exactly.
I wouldn't smoke in my home with kids around anyway. That's called good judgment. Okay, I don't need a law for that. To
and,
be quite
and
honest,
and most of
with
the
you.
Constituency of the progressives. Don't have good judgment.
No.
Otherwise,
no.
they wouldn't
listen.
Be voting for progressives.
Yeah, listen. I believe, here we go, with the black helicopter's coming. The average elected official in this country has an IQ about room temperature.
Yeah,
okay?
I agree.
That's what I'm going to get.
I agree.
If you don't believe that, go listen to some videos of Charles Maynard speaking.
Oh, yeah.
Okay?
Absolutely.
In a battle of wits, unarmed man. Okay? I'm telling you right now. Listen, on top of this, I got some good press. This week, NorthJersey.com, Woodland Park Range, a.k.a. Gun for Hire, will participate in the borough's second annual Health and Wellness Fair to be held 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. March 29th at the West Patterson Boys and Girls Club. Anthony Calandro, owner of Gun for Hire, says his McBride Avenue establishment is about more than shooting, something he hopes to demonstrate to residents at the event. I teach CPR, first aid, and AED, he said. We also have babysitter certification, pet first aid certifications, and a quick clock class. I'm donating CPR masks to everyone that attends. We're also teaching Eddie Eagle gun safety. We're giving out Eddie Eagle
challenge
points.
It's interesting, too, because nobody ever, the way the article is written, it's like this is the first time they've ever heard of Eddie Eagle.
Correct. But, you know, I want to commend the councilwoman Tracy Callard in Woodland Park because
yeah.
she had the stones to invite me.
Yeah.
To. She knows
right.
the type of person I am.
Right.
And she invited me because I could be controversial.
And
right?
she
I
was,
can be controversial.
Well, sort of. Yeah.
So, but I'm glad she invited me, and now she's happy she invited me. And, you know, instead of ordering 6 strippers to give out the CPR mask, I'm only ordering 3 to
good.
Tone it
well,
down.
You know, you have to tone it down. The kids will be there. That's
I got three strippers, one of each.
That's
Was that good?
That was very good.
See?
See?
You see, I'm a libertarian.
That's very good. You spread the
word. So wealth. Local gun range promotes gun safety. So I got good press there. I can't believe, you know, the Blaze, it's like 20,000 people shared my video.
Dude, it is the largest it is the largest news outlet in the world. And you were on the front page.
I got on Before It's News. I mean, I can't firearms the truth.
Wait till they drag your ass away.
I don't care. You know what, Sandy?
It's going to make such good press.
You know what, Sandy?
You know?
I got napping.
Yeah, that's
okay?
true.
Okay, I got napping.
Yeah.
And, dude,
you probably have to qualify every single one of the jail guards, too. So it's...
You know, if you guys want hope for the future, I'm going to go full circle again. If you guys want hope for the future, I think that you should take your kids down to Trenton and bring them to a House or an Assembly committee meeting.
Yeah, just to see what goes on.
And let them watch the legislative process. And also you should watch the hubris nature of our elected officials when the ordinary citizen tries to interact with them.
Right.
The only thing missing is scepters and crowns.
I really have to tell you that. Yeah, really.
And I think your kids should see that, and it would help mold them in the future. It would mold their avenue of education and everything, I think, because we've really let it slip away over the past 50, 70, 100 years or whatever. But I think every kid should be a school trip. I think for scouts it should be a merit badge or something where you have to do a legislative day. But it shouldn't be an organized thing where the legislators are going to be in their best behavior.
Right.
Just go like I went to an education committee meeting, and they didn't know who I was, and I sat in the back. I wasn't wearing anything gun for hire. And, you know, even these highly educated math professors that are in academia all their life, when they would try to suggest something, the legislators, again, with the room temperature IQ, would respond back to them like, where's your shovel and broom?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, exactly. We're up here. We're the lawmakers.
Don't
here.
Don't you realize and, who you're talking to?
Yeah, I mean, and it's nauseating. And yeah. I think everybody should go and see. Obviously, with the gun thing, it's even worse because we're outnumbered and they look at us like we're vile trash.
Absolutely.
And
we've said it over and over again. It's not guns that they hate. It's us.
Correct.
That they hate.
Correct. Freedom-loving, yes. Law-abiding citizens.
Right.
And,
we're just nut jobs.
If they lock all of us up, who's going to pay their salary?
Yeah, well, that's
right?
kind of interesting.
Are you going to start taxing robbery and thieving and stuff?
Yeah,
is that what you're going to do?
It would make a good source of revenue here in the state of New Jersey.
Anytime somebody brings something to the pawn shop that's undocumented, the legislators get 70% of it or something like that.
Well, it is New Jersey.
I'm going to start referring to our elected officials as the crown, by the way.
The crown.
Yeah, I
like that.
Yeah, I like that. Well, I'm going to Trenton to speak before the crown.
Before the crown.
And, and we're going to have all the pomp and shit that goes with it, too, which really pisses me off. So everybody out there listening, you non-New Jersey residents, people that live out of this state, we need your support too. If you go to anjrpc.org and you get the links, the emails, addresses for the legislators and the phone calls and the fax numbers, we need your help too.
Absolutely.
Because again, we have the Drake case, which I'm going to talk about in a minute, but we need your help because we want them to feel the heat. When you contact Christie, please don't be insulting.
Yeah.
Just ask for his support. I mean, he knows already. He's smarter. His IQ is not room temperature. Christie is extremely intelligent.
Yes. And he's a very good politician.
Yes. And
since his bid is national right now, it will help a great deal for you guys outside of New Jersey to let him know that this is an important issue everywhere else. Unfortunately, the people on the East Coast and on the West Coast look at everybody in the center as being knuckle-dragging flyover folks.
Correct.
And you need to let them know that you are America, that the bookends that, crown this the right and the left of
you said sorry, crown.
Yes, I did. the right and left side of the country do not represent what real America is about.
And if you guys thought my speech to the Assembly was strong, wait until I go before the Senate.
Well, you got to up it for the Senate.
I'm definitely wearing clean underwear that day.
Yeah, you better.
Okay. In case I get incarcerated.
And let me hold your wallet and ID.
It's true, though, but we want you to contact Christie. The other thing is, if you could support the Second Amendment Foundation and ANJRPC, because they are behind our Drake case. And now with Hawaii also getting right to carry under the Ninth Circuit, Scott Bach told me yesterday that it makes it even more important that the U.S. Supreme Court hear our case. He feels pretty confident, Scott. Scott is a conservative guy, and he says we have a 25 to 30% chance. I think we have more like a 60% chance that the Supremes are going to hear our
case.
Yeah,
Scott is saying 25 to 30%.
Yeah, and you know, we need this Drake case. And again, our attorney general calling our gun permitting a scheme, and our attorneys general, three of them, saying that right to self-defense and right to carry does not extend outside your doorstep. It flies in the face of Heller and McDonald.
Absolutely.
And we need your help.
And you know that they're fighting it so hard that they must be afraid of it, so it's got to be good.
We have a new sponsor coming soon, too, in another week or two.
Nice.
I'll be getting into that a little bit. Sentenced to Life. More details coming soon. For many people, walking into a range the first time, it's quite intimidating. So when you walk in through the double doors, the first thing you'll see on your left is a concierge. When people walk in, they can take a tour of the range, or maybe they're coming in for an appointment with one of my instructors or me, and they'll be directed to the right classroom. It kind of softens the entire experience. It makes people feel more at home. As you walk further into the range, you're going to notice we have New Jersey's only indoor 50-yard range, which is heated and air-conditioned. The dividers at each port are bulletproof. They're extra-wide ports so two people can stand side-by-side and shoot. There's lights in the ports, so you're well-lit. We also have three times as much light downrange that the average range would have, because I believe it's important that the targets are well-lit. Our target retrieval system is all digital. You program how many feet you want to send it out, and it stays there. Both of our ranges are tactically baffled, which means when we run our higher level courses, you can move forward to the firing line and shoot in any direction, and bullets can't escape. When you come out of the 50-yard range, to your left, you'll see our large classroom, and go back up to the concierge and make a right. We have two smaller classrooms, and those classrooms are for small one-on-one classes, our Build-A-Bear, building an AR. As you enter through there, you'll see that we have a portal with a key to go into our Platinum Lounge. They can sit around and watch TV on the leather chairs or couches, and they can maybe work deals with their clients. And you normally don't see a cafe in an indoor range. In New Jersey, we have this archaic law where you're only supposed to go from your house to the range to the house, with no unnecessary deviations. I'm seeing a lot more families coming in now where they have multiple kids, and the wife will stay in the cafe with one or two kids, and they'll do a handoff. To me, it's very important that people are treated like family, so the bathrooms are very high-end. We used marble and Corian and really nice tile and full-length dividers so that people are comfortable when they come in. When you exit the bathroom, you'll see the Gun for Hire radio studio where Sandy and I tape our show. After you pass that and you make a left, you'll notice our retail area. Over 120 firearms for rent. As you turn 180 degrees, you see the large sections of bulletproof glass. That's our 25-yard range. And inside our 25-yard range, we have 13 ports. Those ports are even wider than the 50-yard range. Both ranges have full-time range safety officers. In case you have any questions or concerns, they're there to help you.
Freedom. Keeping you informed of the threats to your freedom with news, commentary, and issues you'll never hear discussed on the mainstream media, you're listening to Gun for Hire Radio, the largest Second Amendment broadcast in the nation.
And this segment is brought to you by Montville Executive Suites, also known as MontvilleOffice.com. You have to go to Montville Executive Suites website or Montville Executive Suites Facebook page. Let me tell you something. $59 a month, no long-term commitment, virtual office space, permanent office space. You need a room just for a meeting. If you're holding a meeting or event, Ron will rent the place out to you. If you want to have a bunch of salespeople fly in because you want them to see the new widget you're building, you can do it there. He has a full kitchen area, full-time staff there, all the electronic stuff you need. MontvilleOffice.com, Montville Executive Suites on Facebook. Check it out, like it, pass it on. Like I said, you know some friends that are still working in their mother's basements doing their computer program or whatever. We know they're actually playing Xbox or some shit like that. But if you do have friends like that, please pass it on so they can professionalize their business for as little as $59 a month. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Help this people who are helping bringing you this drivel.
I have a public service announcement.
Really?
Yes. The Cubs, I let the scouts shoot here for free,
I know that.
To get their merit badges and stuff. And we've had like three of them. But Cub Scout Pack 130 of Wayne.
Three events.
Yes.
Not three scouts.
Three events. Oh. Cub Scout Pack. Cub Pack 130 of Wayne, New Jersey will be having its second first aid kit fundraiser on Saturday, March 29th from 11 till 3 p.m. Stop in. We're going to be taping the show. We might pull you in the show at the Gun for Hire Woodland Park Range. Funds for this event will go towards our scout trip to the Statue of Liberty as well as other upcoming planned outings. Kits will be $10 each and great for home, auto, range bag, bug-in, bug-out bag. Come
They're
see
nice
us
kits.
At the range. They're very nice. I bought all the ones they didn't sell last time. Remember, and I gave them out to my staff. It's Cub Scout Troop 130. It's sponsored by the Wayne PBA, and this service announcement was sent to you by Daniel G. Grodovic. I screwed that one up, too. Please come on down. It's next Saturday, guys, from 11 o'clock till 3 o'clock. It'll be a great time. The scouts are going to be up front. I give them a table and chairs up front, and they're selling their wares for a measly $10. It's a nice little gift. If you got kids going to school or something, you can put it in their bag. It's just a nice thing to have, and it's a good thing to do. The other thing is Ainsley was here the other day, and he was talking about this new group that was forming, and he wants to announce it on the 29th, which is next week. But we're selling first aid kits the 29th, so we won't really have time to announce it, right?
Right.
I just made that up, but it sounds good.
Yeah.
There's a new...
His bow tie is going to get in a knot now.
Nice. There's a new Second Amendment organization that just started up with other members of old Second Amendment organizations, and it's a little different, but their website is C4... Letter S, NJ.org. And it's Citizens for a Safer New Jersey. C4SNJ. Citizens for a Safer New Jersey. It's a New Jersey nonprofit organization that's going to be 501(c) charity with the IRS. It was founded by a diverse group of seven individuals from various walks of life and from all across the state of New Jersey. We identified a need to create an avenue to address a huge void whereby New Jerseyans can help themselves to feel safe and be safer in their everyday lives. Our goal is to raise awareness and educate New Jersey citizens about their rights of self-defense without clouding the issues with politics. They will not be involved with any local, state, or federal elections, no candidate endorsements or fundraising for the politicians, and no attacks on the politicians, okay? It's about education and training. I'm sure I'll be volunteering range instructors, ammo, guns, and people.
Yeah.
But Ainsley is involved in it, and the chairman is, again, another name I can't pronounce fully, but Rich Petkevius. P-E-T-K-E-V-S. Rich Petkevius. How's that? Sounds good? Yeah. Go on their site. They have a Facebook page, Twitter link, Twitter handle, Google Plus, and Pinterest. Check them out. Email me. Tell me what you think about them. At this moment, I'm vouching for them, but more details to follow. Sandy, you know, we were selling tons of I Will Not Comply stickers at the range. Everybody's coming in and buying them.
Well, you know,
the little $3 oval sticker.
Yeah, yeah. And thanks to the good folks down at Kick-Ass Custom Apparel, who just came up with a new design for the I Will Not Comply. In the front, we're going to start doing this because we do need funding for this show. So the proceeds of that are going to go for the funding of the show.
I need caviar, bitches. Go ahead.
Yeah, and engineering wires. So we need to be able to reach you in the jail. So what they've done, if you go to the website, I think it's going to be posted this week on Gun for Hire.
It better be posted this week, Jose and Matt.
Yes, on Gun for Hire or Gun for Hire Radio, there'll be a link to this particular shirt. It's like $25. On the front of it, it has a kind of a picture of the state of New Jersey with a Spartan helmet superimposed over the top, and Moulin LaBey right on the bottom.
Come
and take them, yes. So, and on the back, it's got the I Will Not Comply. The
red, white, and blue.
The red, white, and blue. And on the sleeve, a Gun for Hire logo.
When I go to, I can tell you all right now, anybody that shows up to the Senate committee hearings, I will bring down I Will Not Comply stickers for all of us, because after my speech, I want to turn around and I want everyone in the audience to hold them up.
Nice.
Okay, so you will get a free $3 sticker if you go to Trenton that day.
And you
I'm
should
telling
go,
you
and
right
you should
now.
Get the shirts and wear the damn shirts.
Correct. But I'll give you a free sticker just for coming down to Trenton to show your support. But the shirts are cool, and they're going to be from small all the way to 5X Fat Bastard.
Yep. And it's okay? available in women's sizes, too.
I'm not 5X Fat Bastard anymore,
no,
by the way.
Yeah,
I'm
slimming down.
Yes. The girls, look when I was you. Getting my pedicure yesterday, the girls noticed that I was losing weight.
Yeah. How'd that work out?
I'm the only guy that gets the pedicure. They use the belt sander. Why is that?
I don't know. Just I'll remain neutral on that.
Listen. Telling you right now, I can't plead this enough. This whole I will not comply thing that started in New York, Connecticut, Rhode Island, New Jersey, we need your help. We need your support. We need you to let the legislators know.
The I will not comply started right here on this show.
I know. But the public outcry, is everywhere. Yes,
and
I said I will not comply
it.
2 years ago.
2 years ago.
And I still will not comply. And again, people question that, but I went down to the State House and said it to them.
Yeah, right to their face.
On video. And I'm going to do it again, but my next statement's going to be a lot stronger. So the state police, I hope they can lift me, because they're going to have to carry me out, because I'm going to be like a conscientious objector. I'm just going to lay on the ground. They're going to drag me out. Okay.
Well, you know, you did make a great point, and I'd love for you to elaborate on it, is the fact that who the hell is going to pay for this?
Who's paying for the magazine exchange? Yeah. I want to go after the financial aspect.
Right.
Christie and our Senate and everybody. What's his name? God, I can never forget his name. The majority leader who sponsored this, who kept calling it a magazine clip.
Yeah. A magazine clip.
Okay.
Yeah,
he kept saying it over and over again. He said there's going to be a magazine exchange. I heard him say it in his sworn statement.
Right.
There's going to be a magazine exchange. I want to know who's paying for it.
Is that sort of like if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor?
Exactly.
Oh.
That's like no new taxes.
No
too,
new taxes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen to me.
Read my lips.
Listen to me right now. 1,000 points of light.
Yes.
Listen to me right now. The new listeners are listening. I don't know what the hell we're talking about.
Idea.
But who's paying for it? Who's paying to modify my magazines? Any guns that are inoperable, who's giving me the fair market value for
right.
them? You're going to turn me into a felon and you're going to cripple me financially with one fell swoop?
Right.
That seems fair, right?
Yeah, it seems
Remember,
perfectly fair.
A couple of tenths of a penny tax and tea went into a harbor.
Uh-huh.
A bunch of patriots dressed up as Indians and went out into the Boston Harbor and dumped tea in.
You know, it's important to remind these folks that there are 1 million gun owners in New Jersey, and guess what? We vote. Most of their constituents
Yeah, but we
don't
didn't
vote.
Prove it the last couple
no, we
elections.
Didn't.
We don't have enough balls.
No,
the hunters don't care.
The hunters don't give a shit. No,
you know,
they really don't care.
You talk about legislators being smart. One of the females that went up during the testimony asked Charles Maynard if he remembers what happens at Wounded Knee. He doesn't even know what Wounded Knee is. He never even heard of it.
Well, he thinks it's
so
if
it
you slip
wounded
and fall,
his knee.
Yeah, wounded
exactly.
Knee, yeah.
So, you know, again, room temperature IQ is something I've been touting for the longest time. I'm sure black helicopters are coming shortly.
I can hear the zip lines now.
I don't care. Okay, somebody has to be the one to do it.
Yeah.
There's somebody in Connecticut, somebody in New York, somebody in Rhode Island. I'm
right.
the Jersey guy. And I need your support. I want to know I have your support, because when this happens, it's going to come hard and fast.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the flashpoint's probably going to happen somewhere like in Connecticut or something. The Connecticut State Police said they're not going to go door to door, so they're looking at local police, which are resisting.
And from the inside here, we're getting the same sort of feeling from the state police in New Jersey.
Yeah, well, they'll use National Guard to do it then.
No,
they'll bring
absolutely.
National Guard
sure,
in
yeah.
from Kentucky to New Jersey, and they'll bring New Jersey to Kentucky. It's easier to do it that way, right?
Absolutely.
So, I mean, that could happen too, but we're going to need your support. All of our organizations are going to need your support, and I'm definitely going to need your support. I want you to spread my video around everywhere. I want people to get riled up and pissed off, okay, and lit up.
Yeah, especially people who are on the fence or don't even know what the hell's going on.
Yes. When we come back, I have an interesting story from the Free State of Maine.
I want to tell you about my friend Katie. Katie is a nurse, and she was attacked on her way home from work. She was totally taken by surprise. And although Katie is only 5 feet tall and 106 pounds, she was easily able to drop her 6'4", 250-pound attacker to his knees and get away unharmed. Katie wasn't just lucky that day. She was prepared. In her pocketbook, a harmless-looking lipstick, which really contained a powerful man-stopping aerosol propellant. It's not like it was in our grandmother's day. Today, just going to and from work or to the mall can have tragic consequences. The FBI says a violent crime is committed every 15 seconds in the United States. and a forcible rape happens every 5 minutes. And chances are, when something happens, no one will be around to help. It looks just like a lipstick, so no one will suspect a thing, which is important since experts say getting the jump on your attacker is all about the element of surprise. Inside this innocent-looking lipstick is the same powerful stuff used by police and the military to disarm even the most powerful armed aggressor. In fact, National Park Rangers use the very same formula that's inside this little lipstick to stop 2,000-pound vicious grizzly bears dead in their tracks. It's like carrying a personal bodyguard with you, in your purse or your pocket. Darkness brings danger. Muggers and rapists use darkness to their advantage. We all know what it's like to be walking at night and hear footsteps coming at us from behind. Who's there? If it's somebody bad, will you be protected? Your life may depend on it. My friend Katie's close call needs to be a wake-up call for all of us, myself included. Pick up a lipstick bodyguard and keep it with you always.
And we're back.
This is going to be a little story, and it's also going to be a learning thing. I want everybody to think long and hard about this. In Norridgewock, Maine, police armed with assault rifles descended on a Maine man's home after members of a tree removal crew he told to clear off his property reported that he had a gun. Turns out the gun the tree crew had seen on Michael Smith of Norwich was just a life-size tattoo of a handgun on his stomach. Smith, who works nights, was asleep when the tree crew contracted by the utility to trim branches near the power lines woke him up at 10 a.m. He went outside shirtless and yelled at the workers to leave. When he's not wearing a shirt, the tattoo looks like it's a gun tucked in his waistband. The best part about it was Sandy thought it was great. What did the police say, Sandy?
They weren't going to charge him.
Okay. They weren't going to charge him with a crime.
With what?
Because the crime was tattoo. Because a tattoo looks like it's stuck in his waistband. Now, I want to talk about this, and I want to make this a learning thing. Because when you own guns, you automatically have a target on your back.
Yeah,
and when you live live on the coast like we do, which is the hotbed of progressivism and socialism, if you have an argument with your next-door neighbor over a fence or something, if he knows you have guns, he'll just tell the police you threatened him with a gun.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're facing a felony charge.
Yep.
Okay, so this guy had a tattoo that looked like a gun. We teach in our Utah classes, our Utah CCW class to get your concealed carry, we teach there's a law called brandishing, where if you were to open your shirt and show somebody your gun, that's the same as pulling it out and sticking it in their head.
Right.
Okay? So many
states...
A lot of people don't know that. We teach all those laws so you don't get in trouble with brandishing and everything else. But if your neighbors or friends or family know you have guns, it can come back at you. It's happened all the time with domestics, whether it's true or not, where the significant other says he or she's threatened me with a gun and the cops come, they lock you up, they confiscate all your guns, and now the next 10 years of your life are pretty much in hell.
It just has to be an accusation. It doesn't have to be real.
Correct. Just an accusation. So my learning lesson today is that, you know, if you're really close with your neighbors, that's one thing. But they really shouldn't know your guns, what they look like, collection and everything. Because the first thing I would do is if my neighbor said I threatened them with a gun, I say, can you describe it? I'd want the cops to get a description. Was it black, silver, blue, red, green? It might be a Cerakoted gun that's purple. Okay? And, you know, if they can't identify it. And you might have one of every gun in the house that's going to meet the description. So you have to really, really be careful. And this is something you think about. You want one gun that has quick access if you need it. But you don't want to be brandishing a gun. You don't want all of your extended circle or non-extended circle to know that you have guns. I see more and more people coming into the range with guitar cases, with their long rifles, soft cases, and hard cases.
Yeah,
I think it's great.
Absolutely.
If you live in an urban environment like most of us do here, you look like a musician.
Right.
And you're walking out with the... you know, with your gun, and your neighbors don't need to know it. So the learning is that you know, Knappen says the black blanket, and we're addressing that. We have some samples of black blankets we might start selling that you can cover the stuff in your car so people can't see it.
And use it in the wintertime too, right?
To cuddle. And you shouldn't have gun cases that say Smith & Wesson or Glock on them. Because that's a dead ringer that you probably have a gun.
And that's probable cause, right, to search it.
In New Jersey, it's probable cause if you have a if you have a bag that says Glock or Smith & Wesson. So get a bag. If you're going to get a bag, find a bag for an old gym bag that you have, or, you know, anything. I tell my students all the time, this is the 50th time I'm repeating this in 3 years, approaching 4 years on the radio show. I tell my students the best place to buy a gun bag is in Home Depot, Lowe's, or Sears. Hmm. Buy a bag that says Craftsman or Workforce on it.
Right.
Put your, you'd be surprised, all those cubby holes, all these hold all these great accessories and everything in there. Let me tell you something, it's a wonderful thing to have, and it's not probable cause. And a lot of shooters, I'm not going to stereotype, but a lot of shooters are blue-collar guys. They come in during the day. If you look at my place, you see plumbing trucks, HVAC trucks all day, heating companies and everything.
Right, we next get to a the lot. Maseratis and Ferraris.
Yes, yeah. I know, but I know, and the Maseratis and Ferraris are probably less apt to get pulled over when the guy's got MD plates or something.
Correct,
on it, right?
Yeah.
But so you got a guy that gets pulled over in his utility truck or something, right? He's got his bags with him, his tools and everything.
His tools are in there.
And the bag doesn't say Smith & Wesson or Glock, and it's not probable cause to search your car and search your possessions there. So these are the things that you need to know. Use a car case. You kind of want to lay low. This isn't Texas. And for our listeners out of state in Texas and Oklahoma, they're laughing at me right now.
Right.
Because they have the racks in the back window of the pickup truck with their assault rifles and their shotguns mounted to them, okay?
Exactly.
We can't do that here in New Jersey. Everybody is hoplophobic, right? Mm-hmm. Did I say that right?
Yes, you did.
I said hoplophobic, right. Okay? Everybody is hoplophobic.
It wasn't someone's name. That's why.
Yeah, but these people's names need vowels. Okay? You can't have 9 consonants in a row without a vowel.
Okay.
Aren't there rules?
There are.
Well, what the hell?
Okay, move on.
Okay. Seriously.
Okay.
From now on, you know everybody's name's going to be?
What's it going to be?
Like Anthony Alphabet. That's what I'm just going to call them. Okay? Joanne Alphabet sent in a letter from Biloxi. Okay? I said Biloxi right.
Sort of.
Because there's a good consonant to vowel ratio there.
Yes, I see that.
Okay? Yeah. So that's what I want to do. Everybody's walking by. Bill just walked by. Bill Weld walked by and showed us his
I will not comply t-shirt. Yeah.
And people are coming by giving me the thumbs up and everything.
Well, is that what that was?
Yeah,
they
that
do
was
that
a
with
thumb.
A middle finger. Oh,
people giving me their thumbs up and stuff. You see how many kids walk by?
Yeah,
and how many women walk by?
It's amazing. The compliment here has to be 60-70% women.
I know.
On a
we have a good ratio. We should do a speed dating thing here. Or something. Seriously, where you
only
go port
you
to
would
port.
Come up with
no, you port go to port to port. You put 13 women in a port,
right.
And then you rotate the guys through, and they get to shoot a couple of rounds, what kind of gun you like or whatever. And if the woman doesn't like the guy, she could pistol whip him. I'll teach it. How to properly pistol whip somebody.
That's
I
right.
will teach it.
That's right, yes.
He just mouthed it. I will not comply when he walked by the radio studio. Is that funny?
There's a bunch of them, yeah.
Oh, man, imagine if we could get 10,000 people riled
exactly
up.
Right.
I would never think 100,000 in this pussification state because everybody's wearing. I don't want to make a stand. I don't want my name on a list.
I don't want my name on a list. Yeah, that's the big thing. Your name's already on a list.
That's why 150 of us show up in Trenton instead of 1,500 or 15,000 of us.
Can you imagine 15,000 people showing up in Trenton? How would you ignore that when you shut down every street? How could? Well, number one, they make it hard enough to even get there.
Correct.
You have to park, half a mile to
correct.
A mile
it's
away.
It's designed to be uncomfortable.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's designed to be intimidating.
To keep you
it's
away.
It's designed to make it as hard as possible for you so you don't do it that much, so you don't get involved in the whole legislative process. That's
exactly
what they
right.
want from
they
you.
They want it all
it's
done
as,
behind
it's
closed
inaccessible
doors.
As possible.
Yes.
All right? And that's the way it's got to be. And it's wrong. Okay.
It is very
okay.
wrong.
And you know what? The Romans did it differently. The Senate was wide open.
Uh-huh.
Okay? And they would sit and debate stuff down in the bottom, and everybody would be able to watch what was going on. All right? But read The Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire if you ever get a chance.
And you'll see some very interesting parallels.
Extremely interesting parallels. I read it 3 times, The Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire, and it's chilling.
Yes.
When you read what happens, when you start giving out all free shit and give incentives for people not to work and contribute, you know what comes next? The sound of a toilet bowl flushing.
And start waging war outside of your areas, going
correct.
In and meddling with everybody else's
correct.
Shit.
Stay with our own shit instead of worrying about everybody else.
Right.
Well, now we don't even have the power for that.
No.
Obama, to cut the budget, our new aircraft carriers are made out of paper mache. kind of like the balls of our president.
Yes,
they
much.
Look good, but yeah. Put a little water on them and see what happens.
You know, you mean the guy with the mom jeans and the bicycle helmet?
Urkel
bike. Who was it? Kobe Bryant? Who the hell just said that he's a great basketball player? What was it about the Lakers or something like that?
He said Obama was a great basketball player?
Yeah.
No,
yeah,
Obama's horrible.
No. He can't even make free throws, dude. But you're talking about a guy who wasn't even raised in the United States. He was raised in Indonesia. He's never been to a 4th of July parade before coming over here to free school. He never grew up understanding what Memorial Day was, never had a picnic other than when he was running away from shit in the jungle.
You know, I can understand students not remembering him in Columbia, but the professors don't. That's sad, no?
Yeah, well.
The professor's know. Like, who's that guy?
Yeah, exactly. So, well, he was hanging out with the Chun Gang. Yeah,
the Chun Gang, that's right.
Smoking
and now
dope.
He did his NCAA picks, yeah. And Putin's deciding which country's yeah. next.
Putin's guy comes out and talks about that Russia is the only country who could bomb us into nuclear dust.
Without a doubt.
You know.
Well, meanwhile, they've been amassing ships in Cuba and Venezuela.
Yeah.
Right in our back door.
Meanwhile, we're sticking. You know, here's the problem, right? China has sided with Russia over all this stuff.
Correct.
And China and Russia getting together is not such a good thing for the American dollar.
Correct.
If we lose international trade on the American dollar, gasoline's going to be about $700 a gallon.
Correct.
I mean, look at the price. You see the prices now in the store. Look at the price of beef. Is it an all-time high since 1953?
But our administration used the Jedi mind trick. Move along. Nothing to see here. Everything's good.
Yeah, pretty much.
Nothing to see here. Everything's good.
Yeah.
Move along.
Well, you know, we've talked about it on the show, and it's important for everybody to understand this, is that you can't trust news outlets anymore.
No. MSDNC?
Yes. But, I mean, it's even worse than that. This is our Congress. This past summer made it legal to use propaganda, disinformation, and misinformation against its own citizens. So now it's no longer breaking any kind of rules or laws. And you start to see this, the disinformation and misinformation that's being propagated throughout all the news sources. And unfortunately, the major news sources just take whatever the White House says and repeat it.
Like I don't know a lot about outer space, but MSDNC had a half-hour show with their leading panel of their people, Juan Williams included, and they debated whether the missing Malaysian airline disappeared in a black hole.
In a black hole.
A black hole.
Just flew into a black hole.
Black holes are like 27 trillion billion miles away, okay, from us, even if they still exist or whatever.
This?
They were debating it that maybe the plane flew, because they're mental midgets. They're
idiots. Finer points of insanity.
Yeah, they want to talk about Kanye West and the Kardashians and this, and the news kind of gets in the way. You know?
It does. Yeah.
The real news gets in the way, but they're all idiots. And it's not like years ago where you had Harry Reasoner and you had real journalists and reporters.
Yeah, Walter Cronkite.
You know, today it's the lowest common denominator. I read NJ.com and North Jersey News all the time, and I'm not a genius, and I pick up the typos all the time.
Oh, dude, it's horrible. The grammatical errors in most of these.
You can't say grammar.
I can't say grammar. I've been hanging around you too long. Right?
Check it out. We have an AR test drive coming up, right? We also have a shotgun test drive. Six shotguns, double barrel, semi-auto, a Utah shotgun, a bullpup Remington 870, a 410, a 20 gauge.
Sweet.
Yes.
And you get shells too with it.
Yes, everything's included.
Nice.
We also have Masad Ayoub will be here April 14th to 15th. Three seats left.
Wow.
If you don't know who Masad Ayoub is, go on Masad Ayoub Group, MASSADAYOOB. He is exclusive to New Jersey. Speaking of exclusive to New Jersey, the May class is sold out. July 11th class, Evan Knappen Gun Law Seminar and Active Shooting is available. July 11th class. We are now teaching CPR, first aid, emergency first aid for the first responder. If you're a member of the range, April 21st is a Monday from 3 in the afternoon until 8 p.m. is pig roast, beef brisket, cornbread, vegetable stir fry, mac and cheese.
Ooh.
And the dessert ladies will be here making cupcakes and cake. It's free to members and their guests only.
Very nice.
The other thing is, if you're a member of the range, $5 FFL transfers. Anybody you get to join the range as a member, you get a $50 referral put on your range account. You get $25 to pay for an ultrasonic gun cleaning if you're a member. And if you're a member and you're a retired police officer or security officer, your semi-annual qualifications are included in your membership. Free. I'm done, but just remember, I will not comply.
Go to the website, check out the brand new I Will Not Comply t-shirts. Get one, help support this show. Well, you guys have done it again. You've wasted yet another perfectly good hour listening to Gun for Hire Radio. Gun for Hire Radio is a Counterthink Media production. The music used in this broadcast is managed by Cosmo Music, LLC, New York, New York, and their license of Broadcast Music Incorporated. I'm Sandy Berardi. On behalf of my co-host, the soon-to-be felon, Anthony Calandro, and the rest of the crew here at Gun for Hire Radio, we do thank you so much for listening. Please, guys, go out and spread this word. Support the show. Support our sponsors. We love you guys. See you next week.